Did you know God does not bless self-reliant people? He blesses people who are dependent upon Him, people who are surrendered to Him. He blesses people who are submitted to Him. God blesses those who aren't self-reliant, but are God-reliant, are God-dependent. You see, the problem with the self-made man is he usually worships his maker.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue with our series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. In it, Rick shows us what it means to truly be spiritually connected to God and to each other through the power of God's love and God's Word. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get this 8-message audio series on either CD or MP3, plus a brand new worship music CD from Saddleback Church titled First, just by supporting this ministry financially. You can find out more right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. Or you can just text the word daily to 99000 to find out more. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called The Prayer of Fulfillment.
When Jesus sent his followers out to do good in the world, it's in Matthew chapter 10 and in Luke chapter 10 and in Mark chapter 9. He sent them out. He said, you know, I want you to go out and assist the poor, and I want you to care for the sick, and I want you to educate people, and I want you to share the good news, and I want you to show love. And he said, I want you to lift up the downtrodden and relieve the oppressed and establish justice. And all of the good things that he said you are to do, he said, this is the demonstration of the kingdom. And I don't have time to get into it. Let me just show you one verse. When he's talking about helping people with their health, in healthcare, healing the physical needs of people, here's what he said. Jesus said, and heal the sick. And as you heal them, say, the kingdom of God is near you now. Now, the kingdom of God is a present reality. Now, the power of God, remember, thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. The kingdom of God is a present reality. It's what we're to be doing on the earth right now. The power of God is the present resource. It's the energy you get to do what God wants you to do once you're surrendered and submitted to His will. It is the power of God, the present resource. In fact, Jesus said this up here on the screen, things that are impossible by human resources are possible for God. And he says, when you plug into God's power, you're not going to be just doing it on your own effort. And God's power is the present resource. What is God's glory? It's the reason. It's not the reality of the resource. It's the reason. It is the present reason for everything. It's all for God's glory. I want you to read this verse aloud with me. It's on your outline. It's notice there at the top, the second verse, Romans chapter 11, verse 36. Let's read it aloud together. Everything comes from God alone. Everything lives by His power, and everything is for His glory. That is the glory of God. Now, you know, I talk to people all the time who say, Rick, I have so much, and yet I feel unfulfilled. I've got a good family. I've got a good job. I got great kids. I got good friends. I've got a good congregation to be a part of. Why am I so unfulfilled? It's because you were made for more than success. You were made for more than survival. You will never be satisfied living for yourself. You weren't made to live for yourself. You were made to live for the kingdom and the power and the glory. And you will never find fulfillment in life. Never will you find fulfillment in life until you begin to live in God's kingdom, by God's power, for God's glory. Well, that was a long introduction. But that's what I want to teach you how to do today. How do I live in God's kingdom? How do I live by God's power? How do I live for God's glory? How do I live a fulfilled life, the kind of life that I was made, wired, designed by God to live. Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 10, I have come that you might have life. By the way, notice he didn't say religion. He said life, and have it more abundantly. Now, why did Jesus say, I've come to give you life? Because most people aren't living. They're just existing. Get up in the morning, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed. Get up in the morning, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed. Get up in the morning, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed. Go to a party on weekend and say, man, I'm living. No, you're just existing. Jesus said, I came that you might have life, real life, abundant life, the kind of life God intends for you to live. And why are most people not really living? Because they're living for themselves. And let me be real frank with you. You're not a big enough cause to get yourself out of bed. You're not a big enough cause to give yourself meaning. You need something bigger than yourself to give your life meaning. And there is a cause. It's called the kingdom of God.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or Instagram, go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com.
As you may know, Pastor Rick's Daily Hope is a listener-supported ministry. It's your prayers and financial gifts that make it possible for this broadcast to continue going out to a world that desperately needs to hear about the hope found in Jesus Christ. We are so very thankful for each and every prayer and gift you send. That's why today, when you support this ministry with a financial gift, we're going to send you a boxed set of this entire 8-message audio series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. It's our way of saying thanks for your financial support. But that's not all. We're also going to send you the brand new worship music CD from Saddleback Church titled First, featuring 6 fresh new songs of praise and worship written by Pastor Rick's amazing Saddleback worship team. Album hit number 5 on iTunes and sold out of physical CDs on the first day of release. But don't worry, we just received a new shipment, so feel free to order as many copies as you want. That's this entire 8-message audio series, Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer, on CD or downloadable MP3s, plus the brand new music CD titled First. As our thank you for your financial support, call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get yours. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com with 2 R's in the middle. Thanks so much.
Once again, here's Rick.
So let's look at the 3 keys to living a fulfilled life. Number 1, if you might want to write this down, real fulfillment comes through living in God's kingdom. Living in God's kingdom. I must live in God's kingdom. You know, U2, Bono and those guys, they actually wrote a song on this called In God's Kingdom. Should have sang it this morning. Maybe I'll sing it. No, maybe I won't. The Bible says this, 1 Thessalonians, you should live in a way that proves you belong to the God who calls you into his kingdom and glory. What does it mean to live in God's kingdom? It means you make God's agenda your agenda. You make God's will your will. That you care about what God cares about in life. Now, usually we care about everything else except what God cares about. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus spends a major section talking about worry. And he says, there's 6 reasons you don't need to worry. And he goes through all of the different things that we typically worry about. He says, you don't need to worry about your health, and you don't need to worry about your happiness, and you don't need to worry about security, and you don't need to worry about your future, and you don't need to worry about your relationships. You don't need to worry about your job, and you don't need to worry about your family. And he talks about all these things that you shouldn't worry about. And then he concludes this section on worry with a major statement. And he says this up here on the screen. Jesus said, God will give you all you need from day to day. Notice it's give us this day our daily bread, not our monthly, not our annual bread. He gives it to you on a daily basis. God will give you all you need from day to day if, here's the condition, you live for him and you make the kingdom of God your primary concern. You are surrendered, you are submitted to the will of God. You make the kingdom of God. And he says, if you make that your primary concern, I'm going to live in the kingdom of God. God says, you don't need to worry about happiness. He says, I will cover you 100% coverage. And I will take care of all of the needs in your life if you will put me first in your life. Let me give you a little secret that I've learned. Whatever you want God to bless, put him first in that area. If you want God to bless your marriage, put him first in your marriage. If you want God to bless your education, put him first in your education. If you want God to bless your career, put him first in your career. If you want God to bless your money, put him first in your money. If you want God to bless your time, put him first in your time. God blesses whatever we put him first in. He says, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. That means above everything else. Now, anytime you put anything besides God in first place in your life, there's a word for that. It's called an idol. And the second commandment says, don't have any idols. And he says, whatever you want God to bless, you put him first. Anything that takes first place in your life that's not God, that becomes an idol. Now, what does it mean to put God first in my life? Well, I'm glad you asked. So I made up a little acrostic to just give you five examples. If you write this down in your outline, F-I-R-S-T. Here are five things you need to put God first in. F, finances. The F in first stands for finances. You need to put God first in your finances. If you want God to bless your finances during a recession, you must tithe. Sorry, there's no other alternative. You must put him first in your finances. You must tithe. Tithes mean first 10% goes back to God. 33 years ago when Kay and I got married, we made a commitment. Other people we may be in debt to, but God gets paid first. Somebody else may not get paid yet, but God gets paid first because we owe him everything. So the first 10%, if I made a dollar, 10 cents went back to God. If I made $100, $10 went back to God. If I made $1,000, $100 went back to God. And we began doing that, and in 33 years, we have never violated that principle. But God says, whatever you want me to put first in your life, I will bless. And so put him first in your finances. God gets paid first. I in first stands for interest. Put him first in your interest. That means in your hobbies, in your friendships, or your career, your recreation. You give God first consideration in every decision. You think about those little bracelets that people wear, WWJD, what would Jesus do? And you think about, what does God want me to do? I want him to be first in my finances and my interest. R stands for relationships. Put him first in your relationship, in your family, in your marriage, in your friendships, in your partnerships, and God will bless that area. S stands for schedule. Put him first in your schedule. That means you give him the first part of every day. You give him the first day of your week. You give him the first consideration in every decision. You get up and sit on the side of your bed in the morning and say, God, if I don't get anything else done today, I want to love you a little bit more and I want to know you a little bit better. Because at the end of the day, that's the first purpose in life. And you put him first in your schedule. And then you put him, T stands for troubles. And this is an area you may not even have thought of, but you need to turn to God first when you have a problem. Now, what we typically do is he's the last thing we turn to. When you have a problem, you know, you try everything else. And they say, well, and there's nothing left we can do. And somebody will say, well, I guess now all we can do is pray. Like, once it's hopeless, now you try God. Okay? Prayer should never be your last resort. It should be your first choice. It's not like, well, that's all we can do is pray. No, no, that's what you do first, not last. If God is first in your life, every time you have a problem or trouble, the first thing you do is you pray about it. You say, Father God, I need your help in this situation. And if you'll do these things, you will be blessed. The Bible says this. Jesus said, just as my Father has given me a kingdom, I also give you a kingdom. We are to live in the kingdom of God. I'm going to talk about that in the next series. So I live in God's kingdom. Now the Bible says, number two, the second way to live a fulfilled life is to live by God's power. I live in his kingdom. I live by his power. And the Bible tells us this. For the kingdom of God is not just fancy talk. It is living by God's power. Did you know God does not bless self-reliant people? He blesses people who are dependent upon him, people who are surrendered to him. He blesses people who are submitted to him. God blesses those who aren't self-reliant, but are God-reliant, are God-dependent. You see, the problem with the self-made man is he usually worships his maker. He worships himself. And he thinks, I did this all by my own hand. No, God says, I don't bless somebody who's self-reliant. Instead, I bless people who expect me to help. God blesses people who expect God to help them. Jesus said, according to your faith, it will be done unto you. What are you expecting God to do in your life? Really, what are you expecting God to do in your life this week? Without even talking to you, without even knowing you, I can tell you exactly what God's doing in your life. He's doing what you expect him to do. No more and no less. Because if you study all the scriptures, you find out every time God moved out of heaven and moved on earth and did a miracle, it's because somebody believed. Somebody expected God to act. Do you know why God uses me? God's blessing has been on my life since I was a young man. And he's used me in many ways. Why? Not because of who I am, but because of who he is. Not because of what I've done, but because what he's already done. Because of the cross. And the Bible says that God uses us when we live according to faith. You know why God uses me? I expect him to use me. I don't deserve it. I never will deserve it. It's a matter of grace. He is a gracious God. If I got what I deserved, I wouldn't be here. If you got what you deserved, you wouldn't be alive. God doesn't give us what we deserve. He gives us what we need. That's called love. And so God says, I want to use you, but you must live by my power. Now let me give you another little secret. The more you depend on God instead of yourself, the more God's going to bless you. You depend on God a little bit, you get a little bit of blessing. But if you depend on God a whole lot, you get a whole lot of blessing. It is all dependent on living by God's power. Notice this next verse. Scriptures tell us this in Ephesians chapter 3. By his mighty power at work within us, he, God, is able to accomplish infinitely more than we would ever dare to ask or hope. God says, I'm able to do more than you can ever imagine. Now, let me say it this way. God can do more in your life in 1 week than you can do in your life in an entire lifetime. God can make more changes and do more work in 1 week if he's doing it than you can accomplish in your entire lifetime. That's why it is never too late to surrender to God. Well, I'm too old. I've had too many problems. I've done too many things wrong. No, it's never too late because God can do in 1 week what you've been unable to accomplish in your entire life. It's never too late. I'm talking to you. How do I get God's power in my life? Three ways. You write these down. There are three ways I get the kingdom, the power, and the glory. How do I get God's power in my life? Number one, by praying. Prayer is the connection to God's power. Much prayer, much power. Little prayer, little power. No prayer, no power. Tell me about your prayer life, and I'll tell you how much power you've got in your life. I get power in my life by praying. In the scriptures, in the book of James, it tells us this up here on the screen. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available. You don't have any power in your life, you feel pretty weak. It tells me one thing, you're not praying. It's real simple, you're just not praying, because prayer and power go together. There's a second way you get God's power in your life. This one's gonna surprise you. By taking risks to obey God.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you'd like a copy of today's message, including portions that we didn't have time for, or you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick with two R's in the middle, .com. You'll find this message and others along with more helpful resources. As you may know, Pastor Rick's Daily Hope is a listener-supported ministry. It's your prayers and financial gifts that make it possible for this broadcast to continue going out to a world that desperately needs to hear about the hope found in Jesus Christ. We are so very thankful for each and every prayer and gift you send. That's why today, when you support this ministry with a financial gift, we're going to send you a box set of this entire 8-message audio series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. It's our way of saying thank you for your support. But that's not all. We're also going to send you the brand new worship music CD from Saddleback Church titled First, featuring 6 fresh new songs of praise and worship written by Pastor Rick's amazing Saddleback worship team. This album hit number 5 on iTunes and sold out of physical CDs on the first day of release. But don't worry, we just received a new shipment, so feel free to order as many copies as you like. Again, that's this entire 8-message audio series on CD or downloadable MP3s, plus the brand new music CD as our way of saying thank you for your financial support. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to request the complete 8-message audio series and the music CD. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. And thanks in advance for your support. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
I love receiving notes and emails from Daily Hope listeners like you. Here's one that I got from Vio, a listener from Canada. She shared, "Pastor Rick, I'm eternally grateful for all the wonderful work you're doing. Your messages are touching my heart and changing my life, and I'm sharing Daily Hope broadcasts with other people. Last month, I was baptized at my local church, and God is truly working in my life. Thank you, Pastor Rick." Well, Vio, it's so encouraging to hear these kind of messages. Thanks for writing me. And it's exciting to hear that you're sharing this Daily Hope program with other people. And I'm also glad to hear that you were baptized. Every Christian should be baptized. It's an important step of faith that says, I'm not ashamed of saying that I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. I'm also happy that you found a local church family. You cannot be all God wants you to be without being connected to some kind of local church family where you live out all of God's purposes for your life. One of the most powerful things you can do is share your testimony, and here's one way you can do that. We've just added a Daily Hope testimony line where you can call in and leave your testimony for other people to hear. Isn't that amazing? It's easy to do. You can just call us at 1-800-600-5004. Okay, it's 1-800-600-5004, and just ask for the testimony line. And from time to time on our Daily Hope broadcast, we'll share testimonies that we receive from you and other listeners. Thanks for listening today, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, please write him at rick@pastorrick.com. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.